On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's a special day. It's a special day.
And very special.
Very, very special. It's a special day. Tori is here. Tori Lagarde, give it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, is all we're going to get out of that, I guess.
Guess so.
We don't have a studio audience, I just realized.
Oh, you can make pretend one, like the ocean waves.
The ocean waves. Yeah, there they are. Hey, good to see you again, Tori.
Hey, good to see you. Ronaldo. But this is going to be a good show. If you're just going to tune out right now, don't, because tune in. Stay tuned in. I mean, you can't tune in if you haven't tuned in, but stay tuned in. You know what I mean?
Ah, the coffee at work.
Speaking of this coffee.
What, do you got a dry roast?
Very nice. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That coffee, I just got up the street before I came here, and there was only one choice, yeah. And luckily it looked awesome. It was called Island Coconut.
Ooh, sounds nice, man.
It does. I was excited. Even though I was bummed out at first, I went, what? One coffee? Then I went, wait, one coffee? And okay, so I pour it in, yeah. All excited. Yeah. And then I can't find anything else. Like, I'm looking for the cream, and it used to be a dispenser, but the man comes over waiting on someone else with 400 lottery tickets, which I'm like thinking, I'm never going to get out of here. But anyway, so then he says you lift up the thing, and he had the container inside. You take it out, pour it, then put it back in.
Was it refrigerated? Or?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, if it's inside a thing.
It's inside a thing. I don't think the thing was cold, but I'm going to drink it anyway.
It's inside a thing.
It's inside a thing. And then I do that, and I said, and he goes way back. I go, oh, where's the stirrer?
Uh-oh.
And there's so much, you know what, Ron? There's so much going on at that Tedeschi's. Yeah. There's too much. It's like 17 things. Espresso and creams and sugar machines.
Condiments.
Yeah. Mustards and relishes.
Right.
I don't need all that. I need coffee, cream, and sugar. And maybe something to stir. I was starting to use a straw.
Where was it? Where was the stir sticks?
Some customer came over to help me. She's all exasperated going, right there. I said, you know what? There's too much going
on
here.
Way too much.
And he goes, and the lids are right there. And so I said, oh, yeah, I see the lids.
Is your inference to people in convenience stores don't speak English?
No, he really sounded like that. Namaste.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
does.
He was definitely
Nobody
Indian.
Does. Absolutely.
No, and that was fine. He was nice about it. And then I'm in a long line of people. I'm like, this is nonsense. So I yelled up, so how much is this? He said, $1.49. So I said, can I just leave this here and be on my way? And he said, okay, have a nice day.
Oh, that's
just
so
like,
sweet.
You know,
that's so sweet.
Homer Simpson, just like the Simpsons. But anyway, yeah.
Did he call you anything?
No, he was nice.
Because sometimes when I go into a convenience store, the ones that don't speak English real well, which is all of them,
right?
They call me name. They call me boss.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And they call me Mista, and
yeah.
all kinds of titles.
But
that
not
apparently
bro, huh? No bro.
No bro.
Okay.
It was a time, but no more.
No cuz.
I get boss a lot.
Boss. I like that one.
Well, I feel like firing them all.
Yeah. I called the guy boss once too much. He said, stop calling me boss.
Yeah, I never got that title idea of the boss thing, that relationship of employee to manager when I don't even run the place. I'm just buying something.
I mean, they're making you feel important. Hey, boss. Hi, boss. All right, boss.
You're
in charge. It means you're in charge. Whatever's happening, you're in charge.
So if I want milk in my coffee, then
okay,
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
I'm the coffee boss.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whatever situation is, they're putting you in charge. It's like a good thing.
So it's like undercover boss.
Oh, yeah.
What if I actually said to the guy behind the counter,
I am the boss.
I am.
I'm your boss.
I'm in disguise.
Yes.
I am actually Bob. I'm Bob Tedeschi.
I dare you to do it.
And you're fired, you little scum.
I don't think they buy it. They won't.
I could whip out a camera and say, look, it's undercover.
Do it. Pretend a fake camera.
And then just before I leave, I could say, and I'm going to send all your kids to college for free on the company.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what they do at the
end of
that
right.
show.
Yeah, you're right. I saw one episode with the captain. We watched it. And there was a woman. She was in some hotel where they have water slides.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, the
water park.
Hotel.
A water park hotel.
Right.
Yeah. So she was all running around, you know, toting that barge, lifting that bale,
that's what they
you
do.
Know,
yeah.
chop wood, carry water, right. all doing it. And then, you know, she's at the end, you know, they're like, oh, and yeah. then she gave everybody like, a free house, or I don't know.
Yes,
you're right.
It's amazing the prizes. And that's the one show. There's a lot of shows that I cry at the end of.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that's so sad.
Yeah,
that
Family Feud just gets to me.
Really?
If they win the money, I cry like a baby.
I want Richard Dawson. I want him back.
He's dead.
I know.
At the end of Undercover Boss, when they're saying, you're a valuable employee, and instead of giving you a raise, I'm going to put all your kids through college and give them all houses for free.
Mm.
I cry. I always
Because they're crying.
Cry. No, because I cry.
Oh, but I see them crying, too. They're like,
I don't care about them. Well, maybe they help me start
they're
the
emotional.
Tears.
It's an emotional moment.
It is so emotional. And ask the captain.
Okay.
If he, well, you sit and watch with him, right?
We watched one.
Once. Did he cry?
He may have. I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
All right.
He might have teared up. I'm not sure.
I think it brings a grown man to his knees.
He might have teared up. I'm not sure.
It
was a dark room.
I
don't know. We watched it at night.
Yeah. And I will never visibly cry. I will never, if my tears get welled up.
I don't think you have it. I've never seen you cry. I'm not even sure you're capable of it.
Not on a motorcycle.
Or a bicycle.
I will take the tissue out and I'll blow my nose as if it's an allergy reaction.
That's not. Everyone's gonna know.
Well,
you
I know.
Can't.
Well, I know, but I do the best I can to hide it.
Really? Can you just suck it back in your brain? Your snot.
Are you calling me a snot or?
You know,
or
you just suck it back in.
I can't suck.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you have Island Coffee today?
It's so good.
Really? Is it the cream or is it the coffee itself?
It's the coffee.
Oh.
And you know what? Speaking of flavored coffees. Can I just say right now, I'm all done with pumpkin coffee.
It's not even Halloween yet.
I know, and I had some. I had some at Panera Bread.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Okay, Panera Bread, they have a birthday thing, and they give you a free pastry on your birthday. Who knew? I didn't know. They started emailing me all the time. Hurry up and get that free pastry there.
Yeah.
So I finally, you know, said it expires the 25th. I went in yesterday, looked at all the pastries first, evaluated the pastries. Some were like cheap and some were more expensive. So I obviously wanted a more expensive one. So I found one for like $2.59. That's expensive for little pastries, I guess. And I decided on one. And then I order it.
Mm.
And I said, oh, and I have this, you know, my birthday pastry. And I thought I'd get a drink as well. Then, you know, I'm not like real cheap.
Yeah.
So I get this. I'll have a pumpkin latte. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so they gave me that. And I waited 10 minutes. I went all the way down the end. They said, wait down the end. And I'm seeing people coming and going. And I talked to the manager. She was right there.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you got here just in time because the man's here to fix the pumpkin latte machine.
Oh.
But she told me mine would be ready. He would fix it after mine.
That's
so
not
I'm
right.
still waiting.
That's not right.
And then finally, she turned around to the kid and said, this is the Panera Bread over on Belmont Street.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
She turned around to the kid and said, what happened to that pumpkin latte? And he looked, and it was sitting on a shelf that whole time, getting cold. And he went, oh, it's right here. It fell through the cracks. I should have said, can I just get a free bag of apple chips then or something? I mean, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting
wow.
for coffee. I'm not going back there. And I'm also all done with pumpkin latte or pumpkin flavored anything.
I agree with you.
Beer, I don't care. I don't want it. I'm sick of it.
I can't even taste the pumpkin in the beer.
It's gross. I used to like it. And then you know what? You have one too many of something, you're like turned off forever.
I know.
Everything.
I agree with
one too many, you're done.
You're done with that, huh?
Or that person or anything.
No more pumpkin for you?
Ugh. No.
What are you going to do at Halloween? Are you going to just like start smashing them?
No. I mean, I like pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving. That's normal, isn't it?
Yes.
But I don't need pumpkin infused in all my edibles, do I?
I don't know what you do with your edibles.
Oh.
What are we talking about, by the way? Are we talking about your underwear?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't.
But that could be next. Pumpkin cigarettes? Who even knows? I don't know. I don't want
pumpkin
them.
Pumpkin cigarettes.
Yeah. And pumpkin everything.
I always thought edible arrangements were like, they were like selling like panties.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, no.
Panties that you eat.
Yeah, but they're like strawberries on sticks.
Yeah, I don't quite get that.
I don't want that. And people's fingers are touching them all over the place.
Yeah. And you water it. I don't understand.
You water it. Wow.
Don't you water the edible arrangements?
I don't know. I thought you just eat it. It's edible, right?
No, I didn't know.
It's not maintainable.
I don't know anything about it. I don't like them.
I've never gotten one. No one likes me enough to give me an edible arrangement.
I don't want a perishable gift. This doesn't make sense to me.
A perishable? What kind of gift do you want?
Something that isn't perishable, that doesn't perish.
Like clothing? I mean, what? Like a new house?
something where a week later I can say, oh, there's what they gave me, not just bare sticks in a vase.
Oh, or someone takes you out to dinner or something.
That's perishable.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you need like a memento.
Yeah, like a memento.
Like a card or something.
I think the best gift I could get for a birthday would be a paperweight.
Okay.
Because then I could look at it every single day.
Oh, yeah.
In front of me when I sit down at a desk or something.
Is everyone hearing this? Ron likes paperweights, so be creative.
I think I have to apologize to you then, because I haven't been on Facebook in well over a month. I really haven't.
I'm a little lax as well. I can post, but I can't really read a lot of things and do things. But
was it your birthday?
No, it was July. You already happy birthdayed me.
Are you messing with me?
Ron, no. Are you kidding me? I can show you the post. You made it like 2 days after my birthday, and you even said, I want to do it 2 days after. That's what I normally do, so I get all the attention.
Of course I did. That's why I thought that you had another one. Because I thought you just went into a Panera Bread.
Oh, yes, I did. But you know what? It's been left over
since
July.
You are blowing my mind. Now, do you understand why I'm confused?
It took me almost two months to pick up this freaking free pastry.
It so much sounded like you just went there because it was just your birthday.
So, they probably thought it was. They don't know any
better.
That's
why I didn't.
And no one said happy birthday to me either. Wow, really? Panera Bread. I'm on strike with you. Forget about you.
I don't care for you. I don't care for them. I've talked about
them. They're ridiculous.
And any bread place with sandwiches, and they give you a side order of bread as a as an offering. It's just like, all right, enough with your bread.
I never thought of that. You're right.
Well, it's so stupid.
Well, you can get chips, an apple, or a piece of bread. They want to just, give you roughage.
What am I, a pauper? what am I, playing violin in the streets or something? Yeah, have a piece of bread. Well, fuck you.
I know.
Seriously.
It is silly.
Not one pickle in that entire place.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not a choice.
It's not a free pickle birthday thing either. I don't know. That would be interesting.
A free pickle. Here's your gherkin.
You know, it's better for me than this big fattening pastry. I got the cheese pastry, by the way. I saw the cherry one. It looked good, but I got the cheese one.
That's nice.
Just wolf that right down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I don't understand the Panera Bread. I just don't. It's like so much bread. Bread, my God.
It's even in their name.
I know.
You can't get around it. Yeah, there's no getting away from it.
It's not Panera sandwiches. It's just bread. Just total bread.
Yeah.
It's enough. Too much bread.
Man cannot live by bread alone.
No.
But by the entire word of God.
Boy, you started.
That's where that came from. It's a biblical thing, you know.
Everything is.
I know. But they don't mean by bread. They don't mean literally bread. Mm. Although people can interpret it that way.
Because they said it.
Yeah.
That's why people might interpret it that way.
Yeah.
They said bread.
Yeah. It was translated into bread. The whole Bible was translated how many times from how many languages?
Well,
okay.
I know.
If they get one word wrong or changed it, it's all.
How do you get bread out of something that was supposed to be like chair?
Well, I think it meant bread. Man cannot live by bread, by the word of God. Or something. Bread is more words.
The basic staple of.
Bread alone. Words alone.
I got you. Bread alone. Well, they should have said words alone then.
Maybe they did, and somebody turned it into bread. Like he turned water into wine, they turned words into bread. That's how this happens.
I got you. Yeah.
And it might have been whiskey. We didn't even know. We weren't there.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But the Pope's coming on, right? Or he was already on.
The Pope's, yesterday.
Pope came to the U.S. How cool is that?
Yes, he did. He went to Cuba first.
Really? I talked to the Castros? Did he smoke some cigars? Did they have a little powwow?
Said, if we go to America, I've got to stop and get some cigars.
Oh, now that they're legal and all. They're not embargoed.
So they went to Cuba. He met with the Fidel boys.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. We want to find out how they groom their beard so well.
Yeah, he's safe with anyone, you know.
He really is.
He can talk to like the drug cartels probably in Mexico. He can talk to anyone and they'll just be like.
Probably.
Because he's honored. He's respected.
Yes,
they're not going to kill him.
No, they won't. They shouldn't.
He's safe.
So then he flies to the United States in a Fiat. No, I'm sorry. That's the car he got into when he got off the plane.
Did he really?
Yes.
He got
into a Fiat.
Because it's Italian, and he's not Italian.
They're very small cars. Fiats come with those little shoe horns.
Oh, I want one.
In order to get your people into the car.
I can drive a Fiat. I'm small enough.
Yeah, small enough.
I want one.
You could be a chauffeur. You could be an Uber Fiat chauffeur.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
Sure you could.
What if I pick up a crazy person, though?
Who doesn't?
Oh, then. Okay. I can't.
So the Pope gets out and he goes to the White House and he meets a lot of people in the White House there and the families.
Right.
And then after that, he went to the Capitol and gave a speech before Congress.
No way.
Yes.
Were the two Catholic boys behind him? Were they Biden and Boner?
Boner and Biden, right.
Is that his name, Boner?
Famous vaudeville team. It's Boehner, but it's spelled sorry. Boner.
Yeah, yeah, Boehner. I'm sorry. Yeah. I said that so wrong.
No, it's
it, and it was actually, an accident. I didn't really mean to say
could
Boner.
Could be Boner. Could be Boner. And Vice President Joe Biden, who will soon be President of the United States, possibly.
I don't think so.
I do think
really?
So. He is my pick.
He's hilarious.
Fantasy president football.
Ooh, like DraftKings?
Yes.
All right.
He is my pick. I think if he enters the race, he is going to very quickly overtake Hillary Clinton, who has so many tons of problems.
Then what's he waiting for, dude?
Well, you know, his son had passed, and he keeps saying that he's got to get over that first, but he's over it, and his son would have wanted him to run for president and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think when Biden met the Pope yesterday, that probably said to... The Pope probably said to Joe Biden, I absolve and I pray for your son. He's in good hands.
Yeah, definitely.
And Biden will feel like, weight off my shoulder. Yep. Pope's taking
because
care of this.
Because he said the magic words.
Yes. Met the Pope, man.
Hey. So, I mean, that smile, he couldn't stop smiling.
Correct.
I loved it, that smile.
So free and clear now to run for president.
Right.
And I think the first presidential debate is like in October or something, toward the end of October.
Good. That's next month.
So, yeah. So, I think it's going to work for him. And I think because the Republicans are destroying themselves anyway for such a long period of time, then I think Biden could be the pick.
Do you know,
he's practically in there already.
Maybe. They said that the numbers for this Republican stuff or something were higher than since 2007, any presidential stuff. And that would have been because of Obama.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now it's jumped. In all these years, not as much. Yes. But now, ooh, these numbers are crazy.
Big time.
It's got to be Trump. He's a comedy
total
act.
Total Trump. He's not even funny.
But people like think he's funny or something. Think he's like irreverent. So they want to. That's refreshing to them. You know?
Tori, this planet has become divided in two, and it's not Democrat and Republican. It is people who actually think Trump is okay, and those that find him absolutely disgusting. That should be the North and the South.
I am. You know what? When these things happen, you're right. And when these things happen, I am so tempted to say, I hope he wins. Just so when things fall apart, I can say, now see?
Mm. It's an expensive price to pay to prove a point.
It is. But you know what? They'd still get away from that. They'd say, it wasn't him. It was Congress. It was this person. It was Obama left it that way. You know what? These people can never face it. Right now they say, if they say it's Obama's fault, other people are saying, that's because Bush left it that way.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no winning.
It's just
politics is getting to be a big
on.
Joke. You know that? Because I worked at the polls. So I see it up close.
You sure do, because you work at the polls. You could be the next president. That's as close to the White House as a lot of people get working at the polls.
Oh, yeah. I could run for mayor someday.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that going to get me, though?
Nothing.
Then everyone says bad things about me?
Yeah. Really, if you want to be hated by half the population, be in public office.
Okay.
Because you can't please everybody, and the ones that you piss off could get really, really upset. That's no way to live.
No, you're right.
Let somebody else do it. I mean, I'm all for public service, but somebody else do it.
It's this delusions of grandeur, too. Do they think they're going to be a president someday or a senator? This is going to stay big fish, small pond, people, you know? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
See, I can get away with it doing the radio, so can you, because we can just say, we're only kidding. We do a comedy show.
Oh, sure.
So, but if you're serious, then you're hurting people's feelings. So anyway, if Trump can win if I have a backup country. I have to be able to move to another country.
Oh, right. What about Canada? Have you considered that?
Yeah, that'd be an option. That'd be an option.
Then you don't have to, cross any water.
There'll be a wall. He'll put a wall up or something.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. Or tennis net, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I had a serious moment yesterday.
Don't we all? That is life, isn't it?
Well, this is supposed to be a comedy show, but here's my serious moment yesterday.
Was it a bathroom thing?
No. I'm fine. Thank you very much. I mean, fiber and the whole bit. Coffee will take care of everything right away.
I'm waiting.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have had it here then. I'm waiting.
I'll be on my way. Thank you. Here's my $1.50. I'll be on my way. That's right. I left the money for my told
captain. Yeah, that's true.
I have to go. They're
blaming Obama for the country being horrible. And actually, the country is better off than it was when he took office at first. When he took it from the Bush. It's much from the Bush.
The burning Bush.
Here's what pissed me off. They're talking about George Bush, the recent Bush.
Correct.
Bush 2. Yeah. Bush 2, let's call him.
The dumb one.
Yeah. They're saying that 9/11, it happened on his watch, but he had just taken office pretty much. And there wasn't much he could do about it, you know.
Hadn't he been in there a year and a half?
I think he'd been in there for about a year.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was reminded of Condoleezza Rice going to the White House in a, they were doing a foreign policy thing there at the White House with this cabinet. Condoleezza Rice was in the cabinet. They lock her in there.
Right, they have to.
Yeah. And she and she's Secretary of State, and she comes to the table, and she says, "Watch out for Bin Laden. Threats are being made. He's going to do something." And the White House does nothing about it. They go, "All right, fine, right." She does it like in two or three reports. I know at least two where she warns the Bush administration that there are things happening, and that's when I got pissed because, of course, in September it came to fruition.
Right.
The Bush administration did nothing about it. And to me, you compare that to what happened at Benghazi with Hillary Clinton being pinned for that thing. This 9/11 thing, incredibly far more egregious, where the warnings were verbally given and no action was taken. And that's what pissed me off.
Too bad they weren't in writing, because verbal can be anything.
I know. Well, you can't. I know.
Is that your serious moment, though?
Yeah, my serious moment was I got pissed off that, oh my God.
I thought it was a health concern or something.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, good, good, good.
The concern was, oh my God, this Bush guy disregarded the warnings.
Shocking, but not surprising, I guess.
Yeah, but that was like, how come he wasn't jailed for this? And Hillary Clinton's given a bad rap with the Benghazi thing. And then later on, he invades Iraq as a result of this, which destabilized the entire Middle East to the point of where we are now because of this Bush guy again.
Right.
And yet, nobody does a damn thing about this guy. I mean, he really fucked everything up.
Yeah, well, maybe you can't, once you're done with it, there's a statute of limitations and you're president, and who knows? Maybe it's just, you know.
I don't know.
You got a free pass.
So that was my, and unless I'm misunderstanding, but that was my moment of zen.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, pretty much. So there are local elections all over the place, and you are a warden/clerk.
Right. I can do both jobs, and they're pretty much the same job.
At the same time? They have the same pay.
Yeah, at the same time.
You need two
pens? Yes, I need two pens. And actually, I did it with my mom, so we're, you know, a team together.
Oh, is that so? That's my mother-daughter.
It is, because she's getting
what
up there.
What did you wear?
Jeans.
Oh. I wore jeans. That's so nice.
Yeah. Well, my mom's getting up there, and you know it's hard for her to do things. Yeah. So I'm doing it with her, and we get it all ripped up.
I met your mother over the summer. She's a very spry young woman, actually. She doesn't look her age.
She looks very well.
Thank you.
She's good genes.
She does, and she's very very smart and intelligent. Anyway, enough about your mother.
And at the polls there, we had a police officer. They have them on detail at every precinct,
sure.
So no trouble should arise.
Oh God, that
they see them there.
That is where trouble. That's where most of the drug transactions usually take place during voting.
He shoos anyone with a bumper sticker. Get out of here.
You can't solicit.
No. They try.
That.
They sneak through.
I get it.
But they, you know. But he had told me no names.
Yeah.
But he had said, you know, that they were going to build a brand new police station in Brockton a while back.
Yes.
And it just
never happened.
Cracks in the building.
Yeah.
They joke about you could slip through.
Really?
I mean, how ghetto is that? Why can't Brockton have a state-of-the-art, Brockton we're talking, not, you know, some old backwoods place.
Yeah.
Why can't they have a state-of-the-art place, station, built somewhere for them?
Yeah.
He said will you lock the people up?
Yeah.
The lockup?
I guess that's a good name for it.
Yeah, he said it's gross. It smells awful. It's disgusting. He's afraid.
I mean, aren't you supposed to not be in a wonderful hotel when you're being locked
up?
That's
what I said. But you know what he said?
What?
We could get sued. It's so bad. He's afraid they're going to get sued.
Sued by whom?
These inmates. They could fall through a crack. I don't know. It sounds awful.
The inmates are going to sue because the beds aren't made.
I guess it's quite outrageous. What? Somebody should get in there and take a look at this police station. It sounds like it's just a mess. And Brockton Pride, City of Champions?
Yeah.
Okay, then start with that.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, it is sad. Well,
that's nonsense. The building has been there since the beginning of time. He said someone called up once and said, "So where are you located?" And they have to chuckle because it's just everyone knows.
I'll tell you what's sad, and I don't think the city had a choice about this, but the state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, gave the city of Brockton a large sum of money in order to redo the outside of City Hall and the grounds.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
And some of the interior.
That looks nice.
They refurbished the City Hall Yet the police station, which is used like for consequential business,
right?
Not a touch. And I would have said to the state, I'll pass if we can take the monies and put it into our fire and safety building. But no, I mean, the place is falling apart, but the lawn looks nice.
That's nuts.
You know, come on.
They don't even have a lawn over there.
No common sense.
It's all concrete.
No common sense. It is concrete, but it's nice concrete.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
I would never want to go in there. I went in there years ago. I got a tour from a friend that's an officer.
Sure.
And it smelled gross. It looked, part of it was awful. Well, he said it's gotten worse. He said it's only gotten worse. So I don't want to go back. I'm not going back to him for anything.
Well, here's the deal. Don't get arrested for anything.
Well, what if you had to pay a ticket or you had to do anything? What if you had to go in there for like other business?
Wear a mask? I don't know.
Yeah.
Make it quick. What if you're employed there and you have to sit there all day?
I couldn't do that. That's not happening.
No. Yeah.
I mean, and what do the employees say if they're in these conditions? Don't they speak up or do they just take their money and go home and be happy they have a job?
I don't know.
That's nonsense.
No,
stop it.
Oh, this is part of her tour.
That's right.
So you're a warden and a marshal and a commander in chief.
Correct.
And now you can issue marriage licenses to gay people?
Mm-hmm. Okay, do everything.
Good. It's about time.
I throw my weight around. I'm large and in charge.
You have no weight to throw around, Tori.
I really don't, but, you know, I have a mouth and I will scold you.
Did you ever walk into one of those? The voting booths are not full booths, right? They just have little half curtains. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't shower.
Oh, no, it's
all
just
right.
a thing.
So
it's so flimsy, they can fall over, too. Be careful.
And you can't go into these voting booths and masturbate like you could in the past because they can still see you from the waist down. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably
so
not.
So that's not a good idea.
But were people really doing that? People are sick. This is a sick world.
Some people, whenever they get a little privacy, you know, they take advantage of it.
Better
okay,
not.
Gotcha. If I'm filling in my... All right, let me ask you some questions as
okay.
you are the Attorney General of voting.
That's true.
If I wanted to vote for someone and I colored outside of the line...
That, you know what? You try to be really careful because you're going to spoil a ballot.
Yeah.
And you know what? We had people coming in. It says vote for one person for mayor. They'd fill in two circles.
Certainly
you
stupid.
Get to start all over again. What is that about? How can you not do that right? One little circle.
Is a ballot at that point considered invalid?
Yes. They get to start again. They give them a brand new one. This time you say, now listen to me.
But do they call them the checkers? Who are the people who are sitting at the tables yelling out everybody's address, phone number,
inspectors.
And email? The inspectors.
Right.
And by the way, I've talked about this before. Do they have to yell it out so loud so that everybody can write down my address?
You know, they should speak loud, but they don't have to yell it.
Well,
where I happen
do.
To work, they're not yelling. No one's yelling.
All right.
Okay.
And do
where
they
I
have
like
to
them.
Do the Social Security number and the bowling shoe size? Do they need to do that?
No, we don't do
okay.
that.
Okay.
We don't do that.
So so the inspectors get the ballot after you've marked too many circles. Do they see it at that point?
Well, the machine spits back out.
Oh, it spits it out again.
Yes, yes, yes.
I see.
And
so the machines are smart.
Well, yes, but then it's too late. We have to start again. I liked the handicap machine because then you go over, put it in, and you press a button to vote for someone. And if you press another button, it won't let you overvote.
Oh.
So there should be, I think, maybe...
That sounds good.
Shouldn't we have machines and all of the little things? Except then the machines can break down.
Yeah, well, that's...
But you have human error with their little circles.
Humans can break down. I've broken down, too, at the end of Undercover Boss.
That's right. You told me that. That's sad.
And some Lifetime movies, but not many.
Yeah, I don't watch Lifetime movies.
Do you know
movies,
you can watch an entire Lifetime movie in the last 3 minutes of it? Everything that happens before that is inconsequential to
really?
The plot.
Okay.
Yes, it's
I will
amazing.
Try that because then that's only 3 minutes.
Why waste the time?
I don't have time to waste.
Why
anymore.
Waste the time?
I have no time to waste.
Well,
I'm working on
a boat.
You're a clerk. I'm doing climbing walls.
Yeah.
I'm doing.
You've been very
this.
Busy lately.
I'm doing the poles.
Yeah.
I like that. I like keeping busy. I don't want to sit around. I don't want any grass to grow under my feet because then it'll. I don't like the smell of grass anyway.
It smells like a police station in there.
I think I'd rather smell grass, and I hate the smell of grass, than that police station. That really scares me.
You don't like the smell of grass?
Oh, no. It's the worst. I can't even breathe.
Interesting.
Don't like it.
So
I can't
allergies,
cut grass.
You just don't happen to like it?
I can't breathe, so whatever that means. My lungs seize up.
Oh, wow. That's
I can't
serious.
Have it. It's awful. Even thinking about it now, I'm starting to get like, oh, that's awful.
So the grass potpourri thing I got you for your birthday the July before last.
Oh, I threw
last.
That away. I threw
okay,
that away.
So.
That's long gone.
I thought
gone.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it throwing away when I gave it to you.
You should have asked me first. Because
how did I know? How would I know?
Who gives someone that?
Most people love grass.
No, potpourri has little flowers in it, number one.
Someone told me Tori likes grass, and
they
I thought,
they were some
oh,
enemy
okay.
of mine. Oh, yeah, give this to Tori.
Yeah.
She'll love this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, wrong?
No.
All right, next time.
The only thing worse would be grass filled with spiders.
I can't deal with spiders.
Yeah, no.
I do annihilate spiders. As you know, I don't kill anything. I let a fly out of this room here a couple of days ago. Just opened the window, the fly left, and I felt so good about myself. I thought, oh, the Pope must be coming to town.
That's mighty white of you.
Thank you. Ouch.
Remember that expression?
Yeah, I do.
I should bring it back.
Are you of the religious persuasion of the Pope?
No. Oh, my goodness, no. Oh,
calm down.
Never.
Easy now.
So silly.
I mean, not you personally, but your family.
No.
Okay. Sorry again.
No.
Okay.
We're all set with fairy tales.
I know. Yeah. There's an aspect of him that I don't mind, though. First of all, did you ever look at his face? He looks like an old vaudeville comedian.
They all do. They're all old.
Well, they are old.
Is that the requirement? You must be old?
It takes them a long time to figure out that they might want to do this.
Yeah.
But he looks like a guy that I would actually trust that little... he just looks really trustworthy.
Well, you have it made, right? You have it made if you're the Pope.
Well, like
you
I
have
said,
everything
yeah.
you ever wanted. People are pampering you and giving you all kinds of food and money. And you're like a king. What is that about? How did you earn that?
Are you referring to the Pope or Michael Jackson? I'm not sure.
Well, both. I mean, how do you? At least Michael Jackson has some talent, and he went and wrote, you know, music.
Ooh, ouch!
You know,
ouch!
And he danced or something.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Not here to hear that.
What is he doing? How did he earn this by not touching himself for 80 years? I don't even get that.
First of all, I don't know, and secondly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, really, it's a cushy job.
He was chosen.
Huh?
He was a really, really good priest or cardinal or something.
Okay. And he read those scriptures really good, huh?
Yeah.
He prayed really, really hard.
It was the face. It's got this face, man.
All right.
And then he was chosen by a tribunal of his peers.
He was the chosen one.
He was the chosen one, but not in the way that you're saying religiously.
I don't know. I don't follow.
I don't know. I like his messages. He's opening up the church. What's happening is he's freaking out because more Catholics are leaving the church than any other entity.
That's so surprising.
Well, it is.
Since I've been a kid, I remember kids, you know, my high school friends, they don't go to church. I've left the church. Well, I'm like, okay.
Now it's becoming a concern to the point where I don't know the exact number because I'm a talk show host, so I make them up. And I think it's around 51% of the churchgoers have left.
Too many rules. Silly rules that you have to follow. And you know what? It's 2015, everyone. It's not the dark ages.
Correct.
You can use birth control.
So you do have to, you gotta modern up the thing.
Oh,
and I think
goodness.
This Pope, even though he's in his 80s, I think.
They all are.
Yeah. He's really concerned and he's thinking, I better change the game here. So he's
making it. Is he allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a job he has. He makes rules and laws and gets fed, spoon-fed by Filipino women. I don't even know.
The spoon-fed, I've done that.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
TMI.
All right.
Wow.
And then some.
Okay.
It's amazing how far $20 will get you.
Jeez.
But that's besides the point.
All right.
And I don't think that involves what we're talking about. My point is that this Pope is actually saying, I want to outstretch my arms to everybody of all religions, of all people. And I want the earth to be a better place.
So he's trying to be a Unitarian.
Kind of, in a way, kind of sort. I think
All
he's
right.
trying to be everything. And I was waiting for a Pope to come along. Most people wait for the love of their lives. I'm waiting for the Pope to come along to unify. Someone has got to unify everybody.
Right. Okay, if that works, fine. Let him do a good job.
It's going to take a little time, but I think
he should earn it. If they give him all this stuff, he should give back.
Yeah,
man.
He should. Well, he is giving back, and he's
all
trying.
Right.
And oddly enough, he addressed Congress yesterday, and he talked about...
He dressed like Congress?
He dresses
he
just
suit
like a suit.
He
dressed just like him. He addressed Congress. He put a dress on in front of Congress, which he did. He wears robes.
Same thing.
Nice white thing.
Funny hat.
He can't eat spaghetti while he's the Pope,
ever.
Because it would get all over his robes.
Just the Alfredo. Was it Alfresco?
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Alfresco would be something else.
Isn't that when you eat outside? He's eating his Alfredo, Alfresco. These are the jokes, people. Okay? If you're expecting more, I'm so sorry.
As good as this is going to get.
Absolutely.
So, but he's talking about, and it's not global warming, it's climate change.
Oh,
we
yes.
all
Let's
know
get that.
That
straight now.
Because it doesn't necessarily get warm. It can be colder, too. It's more
not
extremes.
A stewardess. It's a flight attendant.
Correct.
It's not a waiter. It's a server.
Well, because so many people take that literally, so now you can't say literal stuff anymore because people just go, it's not warm. It's the middle of the winter.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Donald Trump actually probably said that.
What did
know.
He do now?
Anyway, he called somebody ugly, and therefore he should
be
president.
Well, then he denied it. Right to her face. Yeah. To her ugly face.
Well, now he called Rand Paul. He says to Rand Paul, who is also running, he says, hey, you know, I didn't call you ugly, Rand Paul, although there's plenty of material there.
Yes, I know.
Well, you just called him ugly then, is what
like
you did.
He's the Rodney Dangerfield of candidates.
He really is.
That's his appeal.
This is why I think this is some kind of joke.
People
really want to be
amused. He's amusing, and people are being amused. And they forget politics from it. They're like, oh, he's amusing.
I totally believe that when people go into the voting booth for the final two or the final countdown, that they're going to go, I can't go on with this joke anymore. This has gone far enough.
I think so. If he even makes it that far.
Yeah. And I think Trump will end up at the, when this is all said and done, Trump will be the major joke of everything. Hey, I think that's what's going to happen.
He's getting more popular. Maybe that's his whole point. Now he's popular.
Here's the deal. The joke's either going to be on Trump.
Or on us.
Or it's going to be on us. One or the other.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, and if it's on us, I'm going to be like, again, told you so. Guess what? We're all going to die now. Knowing you.
I'm going to find an over 55 community in Canada somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to push a button and that's that.
Yeah. So the Pope talks about climate change, saying that if we go by the theory of religion and God has created this planet, you can't screw up the thing that God gave you. And Trump actually responded to that, not to the Pope directly. Mm-hmm. Called the Pope ugly, actually. No, he didn't.
Oh,
he probably could. He probably would. But he responded by saying, I don't believe in climate change. And
who said this? Trump?
Trump. And he said, if we do clean energy, and he used the word clean energy, then this country will not survive because it's unaffordable and you're going to destroy the middle class because
he's in bed with, or he will be a lobbyist for oils and things.
Yeah,
he's in bed
with a lot of things.
Gosh.
Anyway. So what you got in your bag of tricks?
Oh, well, this is new, and I like this. This is kind of a nice story. It's a nice feel-good story. Ready?
Okay, feel me good.
All right. So my tire was low on air.
Yes.
It's been low on air. I need to get it fixed. I'm going to do that today.
Okay.
But meanwhile, Tuesday.
Like you have time.
I know. I'm going to make time. Captain's going to help me.
Okay.
But anyway, Tuesday, on my supper break, my tire was low. I'm working at the polls.
Yep.
So I looked for a gas station.
Yep.
So went to one gas station. He's like, oh, no, he takes the machine away at 5 o'clock. The air machine. They take it away at 5 o'clock.
They take it away.
I know. I just went, oh, okay, where can I go? I mean, whatever. Yeah. He goes, oh, just go up the street. All right, shukran. Then I walk, go up the street.
Is this America we're talking about?
No, he's
now?
A Lebanese guy.
Okay, fine.
And then so I go up the street, and then I finally see a gas station.
Yeah.
No, an air. Well, it's air gas. Convenience store thing, whatever.
Gotcha.
So I, you know, go leave my car, go in, and have a dollar in my hand. And I was getting in the line to get change.
Yep.
And the man in front of me, I just thought I'd ask him quicker because it might be quicker. Sure. I said, do you have change for a dollar? And he starts to go in his pocket and he found three quarters and he gave them to me. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, one more.
But he goes, no, just keep the 75 cents. I was like, oh.
And
that's only the first good thing, okay? I said, oh, thank you very much. So I leave. I'm going out to put the money in and I realize I have to do two tires on opposite ends of the car.
Yes.
So I start to get in my car and back it up and he goes, oh, you all set? I said, no, I just have to turn it around because I think it's not going to work. He goes, oh, I'll help you. He gets the hose. He goes, puts air in both of my tires for me and said, thank you. Have a nice day. And before he left, he gave me three more quarters. He said, that's to keep in your console if it happens again.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
I'm going to have to try that pickup line.
That's a good Samaritan, you know.
And he drove away?
He was walking. He had a backpack on his back.
Oh.
He didn't even have a car.
He walked away.
This nice guy just walking down the street with his backpack.
Couldn't
probably lived out
the
of
car.
His backpack.
Had he kept those quarters, you could have...
He's paying it forward. That's called paying it forward. Things have probably been done nice to him, and he's doing something nice, and now I need to do something nice.
May I ask some questions that are going to be annoying?
Yes. Don't you always?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I want to stay consistent.
Absolutely.
When he walked away... Did he say, may I have your phone number?
Oh, never. No.
Did he say, I have a little place up the road?
No.
Did he say...
It wasn't inappropriate. He went on his way.
He went on his way.
If I'd have known, I could have even given him a ride if he needed one, but I was, you know, he's a stranger too, so I didn't, but he was just walked away.
So now
happy.
He's a poor stranger. Those his last
quarters. But he feels good. He did a good deed.
He made you feel good that day.
Well, I had the money. I could have done it myself, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
was just like he did a good deed. So he can feel good about himself.
That's nice.
And everyone out there listening should go do a good deed and feel good about yourself. Because you're a schmuck, probably, if you don't.
Wow. You know, you took a nice story and then you ended it with because you're a schmuck, probably.
The people that don't do good things for other people. Because they're selfish.
But it was such a wonderful story.
It still is a wonderful story.
It into a schmuck thing at the end.
Well.
It was like a challenge. It was like the quarter challenge.
I couldn't keep it together. I had to ruin it. Like everything else. I have to ruin it at the end. It's always so great.
That's a nice story, though, Tori.
Isn't it? That's Brockton, people. That's, you know what? That's Main Street, North Main Street. And that's right in the hood because you have Warren Ave, Main Street, and Montello. That's all three streets of hood. But that's what it is.
Hood people are fine.
They're great.
There's nothing wrong with hood people.
Obviously not.
You know, just because you don't have a lot of money doesn't make you a nasty, horrible person. It just puts you in a different place where you live. That's all.
He's a great guy. He's probably around 50 years old.
I think poor people, not poor, but I think people that struggle a little bit financially actually do have a stronger community of understanding and of helping each other. I love that.
So. I think it's the rich people that don't. They suck.
Oh, they do suck.
I don't want to know any. If they're going to act like they're snooty.
Correct.
If they act like they're normal, okay.
Correct.
But try to find those ones. Maybe Richard Branson. He kind of acts normal.
Yeah, that you know of.
That I know of.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with him.
You don't know him that well.
I don't know him at all.
He could be an asshole.
I don't think so because I read stories about him. He seems to pay it forward himself.
But he could be.
I don't know.
He could be weird. He could be like Jared from
Subway. He owns an island. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did, but that doesn't make him anything.
It's pretty cool. As long as he's not snooty or snobby.
You could own an island.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Sure. How big does the island have to be?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's somewhere warm, too. It's an island in the Caribbean, so it has to be warm.
Oh, well, I'm sure Branson can get a bigger island than you can.
I don't want an island in Nova Scotia. I don't want some cold iceberg island.
Let me tell you something. Having an island is not a big deal. First of all, how do you get your groceries home? Second of all, UPS stops at an island.
Yeah, okay.
And
you're very secluded, but he can fly in and out of there in his helicopter, probably.
If his island is big enough.
Oh, yeah, it looked big. I saw a special
on it. A lot of money. This is the Virgin Island. Was it Virgin Airways?
Virgin Atlantic,
right. Yeah.
That's when you can sleep on a plane. Imagine taking a plane ride and you're not sitting in a chair. You're lying on a bed. How cool would that be?
Well, as long as someone's not sitting behind you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they're sectioned, like, you know, chambers or something, right?
I don't know how that works.
I'll never find out, I guess. I can imagine, you know, sleeping on a plane ride.
I don't do many planes, as you know. One of the things I never understood about playing was the reclining seat because someone's sitting behind you.
How far can you recline? Like this much, anyway.
And that's
you
all
used to be able to go
be.
Further. Now you can go only half that much.
You shouldn't be going further because you're ending up in the lap of somebody in behind you. That's the most.
Then why do they recline at all? You're supposed to be able to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
No. I want to line.
I don't want them reclining.
Ron, ramrod straight. You want to fly for three or four hours.
Sitting behind you. How can you invade your body into the guy sitting behind you?
They put their little tray up and then they scoot through. If you keep the tray down, then yeah, there's probably no room to do anything. But just put your little tray up.
There's no room because the seat in front of you is reclined right into
an
your
inch,
face.
One inch.
It's more than that.
It's an inch. I'm gonna measure it next time I fly somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna podcast it. I'm gonna measure like everything else. I podcast it.
You won't even remember it.
I'm going to forget about it in 10 seconds. How's that?
I forgot it before you did. What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Seats
and how they recline. An inch. It's nonsense.
Right. Thanks for reminding me.
Hey, guess what?
What?
AT&T. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just segued right into that so beautifully.
No, that was great. How do you do that? Teach me. Teach me, please.
I fly by the seat of my pants.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's it.
All right. AT&T.
AT&T, okay. You can, and probably any cellular carrier people. Is that what we call them?
Cellular people?
Cellular carriers?
Yeah.
Your carrier?
Yeah.
They carry me and you and everybody?
Right. They're very strong.
Not for me. They don't have to be that strong. 102 pounds. Standing strong.
Proud.
Okay.
And proud.
And proud.
Yeah.
And loud. And, okay. So, any place has, you can get your bill online, you know?
Sure.
You read about it.
Sure.
But you know what my parents like?
What?
They like to get it in paper.
Me too.
Because then you know what? You have a record of it.
I file it.
They don't know how to use the internet. That's,
right.
You know, for kids to them.
Well.
So you file it. They want it in paper. So.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my mom a couple of days ago and I show her my text thing on my phone.
Yes.
And I said, hey, look, mom, I think you might enjoy this. Look at the captain and I. Look how many times we've texted.
Yes.
And this is before, I used to have a limit on my phone where after 500 it would shut off.
Sure.
And not, it would erase.
Yes.
But I stopped doing that a few months ago. So it would just save all the texts. 6,400 was the number. 6-4 something something. She goes, oh, I know. Because we used to get the AT&T bill in a business size envelope. Now it's 38 pages, and they send it in a big envelope.
What?
Couldn't stop laughing. Because of all the, they write down every text. They keep track of it.
They now I get AT&T bills. I don't.
They do. They it's a phone number you call that comes in or out. It's on your bill, whether
not
it's a text
mine.
Or it's a phone
not
call.
Mine.
Well, they do. I can
that's
show
awful.
You. I'll show you. I will show you this.
I'll show you mine.
38
if you show
page.
Me yours.
Crazy.
I can't imagine that.
Isn't that hilarious though?
Do you, what carrier do you have?
AT&T. I just thought that's funny because my little old mother, little old lady, saying it used to be a business size envelope, but no more. It's a
I
huge
don't
envelope.
That.
They have to put all my pages of all my texts. My
really?
Father's probably going, "What is all this?" Because you know, you get on the family plan. It's $10 a month for me. So why should I get my own if I can, you know, have $10?
I have the family plan also on the my AT&T, and it's
oh, do
not
you?
It's not they don't list the texts.
Oh yes, they do. And listen, man, I'm going to prove
sorry,
it to you.
Do I have to stop the show right now and
oh,
show
my gosh.
You?
This is what I do. I'm putting my hand out. Like I will bet you.
How much?
You want me to if I produce a bill with 38 pages
oh,
long?
That's not what I find it hard to believe, but
okay.
I will show you my bill that is 2 pages long, and it's there's tons of texts that I do every month.
Not as many as I do, apparently.
They're not listed, though.
Every phone number is listed, whether it comes
Sorry,
in
not.
Or out.
They're
I will
not.
Show
I will show you.
You.
I will show you.
Okay, okay.
I can show you right after the show, because my office is very
hey,
close
to
here.
Hey, you said show,
here. Show. I'm double negative.
To the show.
It's a double
okay.
negative, so I'm not going to show
means,
you.
That's why English is the hardest language. Because show means two different things. I will show you after the show. See, no one
That's
can comprehend
true.
That. Some Chinese person's going, I don't understand.
Well, it actually is the same word. It's just being used as
exactly.
a noun and a
it
verb.
And it sounds the same and it's spelled the same.
But it is the same word. It's
English
just being used
is
as,
the hardest language.
It's being used as a noun and a verb, but it's the same word. That it has
this
the same meaning.
This is a show, right?
It has the same meaning.
It's a really big shoot.
Well, the noun a show, like this is a show... So then it's the noun of...
Yeah, it's not a verb.
Right. It's a display of entertainment.
Correct.
A display
somewhat.
Of information. It
somewhat.
Is a show.
Okay.
It is a showing. It
yes.
is the it's the showing. But you can also, in a verb...
I know.
...do the same thing.
Right.
So it's really the same word, the same meaning. It's just in two different grammatical
it's
forms.
It's still confusing to immigrants, is my point.
What isn't confusing to immigrants?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is a confusing country. Everyone thinks it's great and they want to come here. But then,
I don't think it's as confusing as Chinese.
But the Chinese don't think that. And there's more Chinese in the world than anybody else.
Yes. I don't understand how they can figure that out because they're not letters. They are hieroglyphics. They are.
That's from Egypt.
Seriously.
Hieroglyphics. That's like Egyptian, right?
Every one of their characters has a dog or a rooster.
They're
in
like
it.
Lines and things, right?
Yes,
they're called. I think they're called characters, actually, aren't they?
They sure are.
Yeah, my son can read Chinese and speak a little Chinese.
I know you can speak a little Chinese.
Yep, a little bit.
Yeah, give me a little something. Give me a little Chinese.
Ni hao ma, da jin, xie xie.
And what did I just order?
The chicken wings.
See. It's all food with them.
In other words, hello, how are you? Thank you. Goodbye.
How do you say cheese in Chinese?
You can't because they don't have any
That's
cheese.
Right,
I know.
They don't
Isn't that
have
crazy?
Cheese. But they eat beef, so they have the availability to have...
Beef. Mystery meat.
They have the availability to have dairy. Do they drink milk?
I don't know.
Not sure
I used
either.
To, you know what? When I was
it's
a kid,
tea.
We used to...
It's
yeah, the
tea.
Tea. Remember when you were a
it's
kid, you
tea.
Go to the Chinese restaurants with your parents and they give you that little tea?
Little
I wanted to put milk and sugar in it.
Me too.
Now but, I can drink it. Straight.
Yeah.
But as you're a kid, you're like, ooh, I want to dress the, you know, what's that
just,
about?
I guess it's just some things they just don't allow.
It's rightly so. They're like, too many kids in your country. But they have them anyway. How do they get to that many billions if you can only have one? Somebody's cheating. Somebody's having a couple.
You can only have one. Someone's cheating.
Yeah, there's a couple coming out.
You'd figure that would...
They just put those ones in the river that they don't want, right?
Something.
They're a girl. They drown the baby girls because they want the baby boys.
Horrible.
Isn't that, it's
that's
true.
Horrible.
Look, listen to NPR. I'm not even making this up. This goes on. This is a fact.
In China. Well, then how do they get billions?
I don't know. But you know why they want the boys and not the girl babies?
Because they can... No, I don't.
Okay. Yes, it's best you not answer this. They want the girl baby. They don't want the girl babies because the girls are going to get married and leave the family. If they have a boy baby, he'll take on a wife, and then she'll be added to the family to help with whatever
no
needs
girls.
Done.
There'll be no girls to marry.
Could happen, huh?
Eventually.
Well, they better rethink this plan then.
No one thought this to the. No one thought it through very well.
I think some Chinese have a heart, yeah, and they don't want to drown their baby. A
couple of them,
so they keep the baby, and that's a good thing because that's normal. And then the baby grows up.
But you're only supposed to have one.
Well, you know what? It used to be, I don't know if that's still a thing. They used to, like, the government will take care of your one child through, you know, college, everything.
Right.
That's an incentive to only have one.
Right.
And then if you have more than that, then, that's you're not going to take care of you anymore.
That's your problem.
I think that's how something like that worked. But see, I don't, this whole killing your, drowning your child. Ugh. Yeah.
Well, we do that in this country. It's called welfare. And we'll do it for all of your babies.
Oh.
Yeah. It's true.
I guess, you know,
there should be some rules. Unless you can afford to have a child, you should be limited. There's no question about it.
See, that's barbaric.
No, it's not.
I don't agree with that.
If everybody's so pro-life, then why can't we be pro-decent life?
Well, that's a personal choice, too. I mean, I know there's a doctor in Easton who has like 8 kids, and he's so wealthy, he's more money than God. Why you would tell him he can't have all these children?
No, he can have 8 kids because he can financially take care of them.
Oh, okay. But, so there's stipulations now.
Yes, I don't want to see kids grow up in poverty.
But what if they're loved?
They're still
you could
up
have
in
one
poverty.
Child and abuse it, and have just one child and you're abusive.
Absolutely
that's,
true.
You know
absolutely
what?
Absolutely true.
So there's too many variables here.
I guess, but it's, man.
I don't want to control things like that because that's I don't know.
Look,
it's too emotional.
It's like the population of ants. If you start with one ant, and that ant has a baby ant, and that ant has a baby ant and a baby ant and a baby ant, eventually you're going to have 70 zillion trillion ants. It's the same with people. I mean, Adam and Eve started this, apparently, according to this book that someone wrote.
And there were two animals, one of each, on a big boat.
Well, actually, one of them came from actually the ribs of one.
Yeah, but how did these animals get on? Why would they build an ark and put two of each animal on?
Right.
What about mosquitoes? Where'd they come from? There was the mosquitoes too? Wouldn't birds fly off this boat? I mean, this whole thing is this a lot of holes in it.
You didn't read the whole book. There's
and then they flood the earth. Somebody floods the earth. It rains for 40 days and 40
somebody.
Nights.
It was, I don't know who did this.
40 days and 40 nights and everyone drowned. They didn't get on the boat.
Yeah.
Those are the only people left. So we're all interbred then. That's
ironically
creepy.
We could use the rain.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't rained in New England for 2 weeks.
Yes, I've noticed it, and I don't have a problem with
and
it,
and there is no rain in sight for another 2 weeks.
Great. That's great news.
Why? Don't you understand that the planet needs vegetation?
You go, turn on your faucet. It's coming right out. Is that what you're looking for, water? This is at the store. It's in bottles. It's called Simpson Spring Aquina. What is it called? Darfina?
Whatever.
Aquafina?
Well, listen, Mrs. Trump, here's the deal.
Tina Turner?
In California, they've had no rain since October 2001.
Yeah, well, that's them. I'm not over there.
The hell with them.
I'm not there.
The hell
I'm here.
With them.
I don't even. I've been there once. Okay,
yeah.
That's their problem.
You like them?
But California, yeah. They're fine. They're good out there. But you know what? If I don't have rain here, I don't care.
All right, fine.
I hate rain. Rain is a bummer. It's a downer.
Rain is wonderful. Rain makes the world grow.
It's you get
it
wet.
Puts people.
You go outside, you get wet.
Do you ever take a shower?
Your car doesn't stop when you're driving down the road. You slide along.
If you hit the brakes, it'll stop.
I've gotten in two accidents
when you're
the rain.
In a shower, you're
I
in the rain.
I don't want the rain. The rain sucks.
Goodness. The rain's great. Keeps
I'm in the shower. I want to get in the shower. I don't want it rain in the shower. I'm going to be driving down the road and not shower.
It keeps people out off the streets and inside where they belong.
Well, I guess if you put it that way.
It's a great way to roll pennies. And it's a good excuse.
Oh.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been going on way too long.
In life, in general.
In life, in general. That I had nothing to do with the turns of the show. I'm just saying this is.
Oh, okay.
This has just gone on way too. Oh my God. Jeez.
All over. Right. Well, that's fine.
Tori and I now are off to do a cable program.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it like this, I guess, because I look terrible.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fix myself up a little.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to stop off at a.
Probably.
Tedeschi's.
Yeah. Get some more. Irish coffee. What was it again? Island coconut.
Sorry. Island coconut.
Or Irish,
man.
Either way.
The island coconut.
Throw some Baileys in there. Yeah.
Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and Tori will be back sometime next week as well.
You betcha.
Until then, we wish you peace. Seriously, I'm not kidding you about that. Take care.